I told y'all. I told y'all it was about to happen, but y'all wouldn't listen to me. Told y'all it was about to happen. I told y'all when Elon Musk said he was going to buy Twitter, it wasn't nothing about how much it cost and how much it's worth. It was all about your data. They want to sell off your data. I said they're going to sell off your data. They're going to use it for all these AI programs. That's why they want it. That's why he wants it. Nobody believe me. The 8 people that watched that video. All right, so I think I said that about, I said that to about 2 or 3 people. So I know I said that to Mr. Printez, my co-host on Discussions. I think Cuddy Love got some of that too in one of the podcasts we did, but yeah, I've been steady on that. So this weekend on Friday, guess what Mr. Elon Musk did? And at first I was excited. They said, Elon Musk sells Twitter. And I said, yes! Wait a minute. Did he sell it to himself? Yes, Elon Musk sold Twitter to himself. He sold Twitter to his AI company. That's what a lot of businesses do. And the news is out saying, well, not the news, the people out there saying, and Blue Sky, and the only other places I'd be at, Reddit, Blue Sky, really. He sold this because he was taking so much of a loss on Twitter, and now he gets to write it. No, it ain't. It's all about the data. It's all about the data he's been taking from your asses for the last 2 years plus. If you didn't delete your account before he got on, and if you deleted your account before he got on, and they didn't keep it gone, then yeah, you are definitely 100% in the database, and your shit is going to be used to train AI, and it's also going to be used so that they could charge you thousands and thousands of dollars in the future, probably millions of dollars over the next. Each person probably within their lifetime will pay about $1 million into these programs that he put out there for you. Because everyone realizing what type of person he is, instead of leaving the platform, they decided it's too much of an inconvenience to me, or it's too much of an inconvenience to my business to leave that platform. So I'm just going to go ahead and just deal with it. It's easier to deal with it. Now you're easier to deal with it. Left him with all your information to feed AI. So he's going to hire some smart people, because he's smart enough to hire people. He's not smart enough to hire smart people. He's smart enough to hire people. And he's going to hire some people. And some of those people that he hire will be smart enough to hire smart people. And once he does that, they're going to be taking your data to town. Your data is going to be responsible for everything over the next 2-3 generations. Because she gave your data to Elon Musk. Oh, yeah. This is the weekend update. I'm your boy, Holiday. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Everything I do is at www.distractionnetwork.com. We're going to go to a commercial break and come right back.
You know what? Hey, you all worked at Hardee's. I had to drive that bike in 21-degree weather.
You remember that?
My hands is like
you
this.
Remember when you worked at Stephen Barris? And I had to come pick you up. We both put on helmets on the back of the bike.
Yeah, I remember that. Hell no. Yeah.
Tom, hey. My car was in the shop getting a paint job.
Hey, I had to go to Foot Lock. I had to go to work. So we drove on the interstate and everything. And the nigga said, grab me by the waist. I said, what?
Welcome to the new segment entitled, What Will Holiday Do? For those of you who know Holiday, you know he is special, but we want to see if he is normal special or that upper echelon of special. So here's a question from 16 King.
Holiday, you order a car service to pick you up. The car pulls up, the driver is Suge Knight. Oh, shit. What will Holiday do?
Suge Knight? Well, first of all, I will be hoping that it was Suge Avery, because that's the best Suge out there. But if it was Suge Knight, I take a good look around. I see if it's a black BMW. Because if it's a black BMW, I'm not getting in that car. You better be driving a blue, a crypt dot blue. Benz. He drive the crypt dot blue Benz. I'm in the backseat of that bitch. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Can it be a motorcycle? Nah, I can't sit on the back of it. But think about two fat ass niggas on a motorcycle, like holding each other like this.
Sucking on lettuce, mixed with a little excedrin. Eyes wide shut, run over innocent pedestrians. Green light, bus mics take flight all night, no stage fright.
I don't know, man. If it was Suge and Suge pull up, I don't think I'm hopping in that ride, dog, for real. Maybe. I might not be able to resist the crypt dot blue Benz, though. 600 or 560 with the V12, you feel me? Yeah, with the ice cooler in the back. Yeah, I could do something like that, you feel me? But nah, not a BMW, though. Last time I seen him drive a BMW, every time I see him drive a BMW, something wild going on. He running people over, or he getting shot at. But the passenger catches all the bullets, so I don't know. Nah, I can't. I might be enticed by that blue Benz, though.
We're back! This is the South Carolina Part 2, the weekend update. If you are in South Carolina, Upstate South Carolina is fire everywhere. They still fighting off fires. I know y'all had a good time laughing at California when all they shit caught on fire because it was so many rich people up there. We don't give a shit about that. but now y'all asking for handouts and help. So should we get handouts and help because there's not a sprinkle of rich people into the houses that we lost? I don't know. I think we should treat it the same. However we did California is the way that we should do South Carolina. And there has been an uptake of teachers beating our kids in our schools. But some of these, the kids deserve it. So I'm going to stay off of that for right now. and we'll just talk about that part. If you live in Dorchester County, Dorchester District 2 and Dorchester District 4 is having a meeting about merging the districts. I'm going to tell you why I don't like that. If you move to South Carolina, you move to the Charleston part of South Carolina, the first thing they say, if you have kids, is try to get your kids in Dorchester District 2 and try your best not to get your kids in Dorchester District 4. See, what happened was Dorchester District 2 was running behind all these developers. And they was letting people develop, just like Berkeley County, letting people develop without building the proper infrastructure first. There's no taxes on these businesses to build proper infrastructure. Well, I'm going to say allegedly, because one or two of them might have it. So I ain't trying to get sued for one or two. But yeah, so they are letting these businesses develop without building proper infrastructure around, and they running out of money, running out of resources. DD4 says, "Nah, we're not letting y'all come up here. What we want to do first is get this water into town, make sure we have the proper amount of water and sewage that can operate throughout the town. And then we'll think about it. While we're doing that, we're also going to bring in fiber. We're also going to bring in cellular service. We're going to bring in everything that we need in order to allow developers to develop and our people, our customers, our citizens do not lose quality of life. You know what I'm saying? So DD4 has an abundance of money. And I ain't saying it's a lot of money. They just have an abundance. They're not bankrupt. You know what I'm saying? So now they want to change tune and say, DD4, could you save DD2? And I say, hell no. Hell no. If I did not live in DD4, before I moved to DD4, I thought it was a trash-ass place just because I listened to everybody else. But again, I'm a big component of figuring things out yourself. Go into a classroom. Go into a school. Interview some teachers and see what's going on. And once I did that, I would say, baby? Baby said, yes. And we was like, hey, this might be the best place we could put our kids. And it was timid. We were timid at first. We was timid for about a day. Nah. The first month, we was timid because all the classrooms were small. But if you know anything about a small classroom, that is very good for your kids because the teacher is one teacher, 10 kids. One teacher, 20 kids. It's not one teacher, 30 kids and impossible. It's not two teachers, 60 kids. You know what I'm saying? It is one teacher, about 15 to 20 kids in these classrooms. And it's the whole grade. So it was very special. DD2 wants to come fuck that up. I'm going to say DD2 could just tax their people a little bit more, get some more money, stop giving the money to the people up top, start using the money. Because y'all take taxes. Y'all take a lot of taxes. Y'all are one of the places where people are moving to the most. Y'all take a lot of taxes from your citizens. Where is it going? Can't say the building projects because the road projects, the taxes were already paid for that. You're not building too many road projects. Water conservation, all the water, y'all got it already irrigated to the places they need to go. I don't see nothing. Explain to me why we need more, why y'all need more, because in four, we need more. And I don't want you guys to have it. So I'll be at the meeting to speak on it. That's all that I have to say. If you want to reach me, put a comment down below. Or you can send me an email. It is at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com. And if you want to comment on anything that I do, go to www.distractionnetwork.com. You can also leave comments there as well. Until next time, take care. Be safe. I love.